Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I think we just got a little bit of breaking news. Hold on a second here. When breaking news comes in, it sometimes takes a little while to load. And not all the news outlets have been updating this, but we have just been told by Daily Mail that Lauren Boebert, Colorado Republican congressional candidate, has won that seat, and the Democrat Adam Frisch, who ran against her, has conceded. This was one of the tightest races for the House, as there's still four more additional houses up for grabs, three of which, in addition to this, would probably go to Republicans, one of which going to Democrats. But this has now made the Republican lead in the House 219. 217 had them at a tie. 218 gave Republicans control of the House as of yesterday. Now, as of this, 219, it kind of widens their control. This was a race that was a nail-biter, as Republicans did not think they had it. I think there was only 554 votes. I'm being told as of 3 minutes ago there were only 554 votes separating the two. And this is in a pretty busy Colorado district. The Representative Lauren Boebert is now being claimed the winner. Apparently she did claim the victory the night before, but right now New York Times hasn't even updated. New York Times still has that it is still a toss-up. But we are being told now from more news outlets that that Colorado district is going to the Republicans. She's 35 years old, Colorado congresswoman. She is someone who hasn't gotten as much attention as others, but she has been pretty vocal, pretty right leaning. And it was a race that, you know, we were watching in Colorado, as Colorado pretty much known as a blue state. For her to, hold on to this district, it was tight, but she kept it. This does give the Republicans a little bit more of a lead. Races that look like they would easily be won by Republicans, but we're still like 61% of the votes are in. So we're still missing 39% of the votes. That's for California District 3, Sierra Nevada. That's Kylie. Representative Kylie is right now leading by 9,400 votes, Republican. California District 22, led by Valadeo, by 4,400 votes, 75% of the votes in. California District 13 is another nail-biter. It's Central Valley, Merced area. According to the New York Times, Representative Duarte is leading by a very thin margin of 827 votes. He is up against Adam Gray, a Democrat. And seeing these California districts either flip or struggle to keep their Democratic lead, does start to say something in terms of, you know, where the country might be going. I know people thought that the Republicans completely failed and, you know, that the GOP is over. It's not. Nobody's over. When you see a country like this mixed, you see still a very strong Democratic base, a strong Republican base. No political party is over. I don't like it when I see a complete landslide per se, because that means that the majority of the people thought that the majority of the people are getting screwed. Why many people hope that there was going to be a landslide is they hope that the country would be saying, yeah, we are getting screwed. We do feel this sucks. Let's change it. Especially since poll numbers show Joe Biden having some of the worst poll numbers for any president, being only 35% approval, with a 35% approval rating. But it wasn't the case. And as I told you, people were voting for particular politicians. And also, there's a lot of questions on what has happened with some of the districts. They found in Santa Cruz a bunch of mail-in ballots thrown in a ravine this election. In August, a bunch of ballots from the 2020 election were found in a Baltimore post office. So when somebody tells me, you know, how do you know for sure that all the votes were legit? You don't. You don't. I'm still blown away that we're doing elections this way. I'm blown away that we are coming into the weekend before Thanksgiving and we still don't have the election finalized. They're still counting votes. That's a cluster and a half. So with the Republicans having a majority in the House, it will allow for checks and balances on spending. It will also allow the Republicans to move forward with investigations into Hunter Biden and Joe Biden's connections, which they're saying they're having more and more evidence of. Not sure what that'll do. Would Joe Biden resign? Is he going to run again? It's going to be a very tumultuous. In fact, 2023, I need to do my predictions, but 2023 is going to have even more drama than 2022. Remember I told you guys 2022? I'm like, everybody says it couldn't be worse than 2020, 2021. I'm like, no, something's going to happen. 2022, there's going to be something, and it was Russia invading Ukraine. And then all the other BS that followed. So I want a calm year. I want 2023 to calm down, but it won't be. It is going to be messy. It is going to be ugly. We might even be going into World War III. We're definitely in a recession. Inflation is going to kick our butts. More COVID waves. You know, I wish I could say it is going to be chill. But I don't think the media is going to allow it to be chill. I think they, you know, if it is chill, they're going to make a bigger deal about something than it is. That's just how media works. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
I had thought my bowel and related organs were working well enough. I used an herbal laxative and magnesium sulfate about once a week when my bowels had a day when they went on vacation. After the second day of using Green Med Away, I discovered that I was in denial about my bowel functioning. I now have 2 to 3 easy, comfortable, and healthy bowel movements a day. The same is true for my children, ages 8, 13, and 15, all of which admitted to having significantly improved bowel function when asked.
On a Google keyword search, the words constipation, stool softener, and laxative combined are searched up to 3 million times per month. Constipation is a silent epidemic in America, and most people are either in denial or do not want to admit to it. Over the years, Green Meadow Way has helped several other people have their bowels move again in an optimal manner. For the feeling of a clean intestinal tract and flat abdomen, see if Green Meadow Way can help you. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so some of you guys are leaving for Thanksgiving this weekend. And I get it. A lot of school districts have the whole week off next week. And that blows my mind because, I mean, when I went to school, you were there till Wednesday and then you got off Thursday, Friday. I didn't mind because I really didn't like Thanksgiving. I wasn't a big turkey eater. I didn't like hanging out with my parents. I'd rather be at school. So I Thanksgiving to me wasn't fun. We don't really have a big family. So other family members, they didn't have money to travel. So we didn't really get together. For Thanksgiving. We hardly had any family to come to think of it. Because remember, my grandparents escaped the Holocaust, so most of their other family died. Their respective families came, fled to Israel, which was Palestine at the time, turned to Israel, got a visa to come to America in the 60s, when America would allow German refugees from the Holocaust that survived to come to America. that were able to, so they came, they became citizens, learned the language. My father then followed after his military duty. In Israel, you have to do, everybody 18 and older have to go into the military, and then he got into the Air Force, but then he had to move to help support his parents and start a job and things like that. So I commend them for doing that, which is, I think, the right way, you know, and I really commend the immigrants that are doing it that way, where they come, they learn the language, they take the citizenship test, they try to go through that proper pathway, work, et cetera. We just didn't have a lot of family. We just didn't. So here we are coming into the weekend before Thanksgiving. And many of you are traveling today. You're traveling tomorrow. Well, keep in mind, there is a life-threatening storm right now in New York. Even if you're not going to northern New York, Buffalo, it is going to affect travel. This massive snowstorm is right now tearing across the Great Lakes region. Could result in, quote, potentially historic snowfall for parts of New York. According to People magazine, periods of lake effect snow are expected to impact the region through Sunday. Snowfall rates reaching 3 inches per hour east of Lakes Erie and Ontario. I'm looking at pictures right now. It's a winter wonderland. I mean, it is beautifully white, but driving conditions are scary. It looks bitterly, bitterly cold. And sadly, with this, we get a lot of tragedies that happen. They said the widespread lake effect snow has been accompanied by strong winds and occasional lightning. That's why they call it thunder snow. Rather than a thunderstorm with rain, it's a thunder snow where you have lightning, strong winds, but waves of snow instead of rain. Snow totals are expected to range anywhere from 1 to 3 feet in most area, according to the National Weather Service. One band could drop as much as 5 feet of snow in areas from South Buffalo to Lancaster, New York. New York Governor Kathy Hochul has announced a state of emergency for 11 counties near Lake Erie and Lake Ontario. She said it's a life-threatening storm. Snow began falling last night, intensified today. The most intense is expected today. So Genesee, Jefferson, Northern Erie counties are under a lake snow effect until Sunday. And the National Weather Service warned that travel would be difficult to impossible in many areas, hazardous conditions. So when you look at FlightAware, which I expect you guys to do, because 6 million people now are under snow alerts, this is going to affect air travel. We have currently close to 3,000 delayed flights or cancellations, just delays inside the U.S. or in and out of the U.S., almost 3,000. In terms of cancellation, I have globally 2,000. In the United States, we've had about 173 flights canceled. Not bad. All right. Let's hope that holds. Tomorrow, they're already anticipating 1,100 cancellations globally, 40 within the U.S. And then there's already some flights being canceled now for Sunday. So airlines are preparing. In the meantime, some of us have to be prepared for driving. So for those of you that are going to drive to Grandma's house, what is it? Over the mountain and through the woods to Grandma's house to go. I don't know the song. But anyway, which, by the way, I can't, you know, when my kids sing in the car, it's so distracting. I mean, I love what they sing because it's funny, but man, pretty distracting. Thank God they never did the 99 bottles of beer on the wall, 99 bottles of beer, fall asleep. But gas, the national average gas is expected to be $3.68 next week. In my neck of the woods, we're still $5.40, $5.60. So that's southern Nevada. I'm having a hell of a time seeing anything in the low fives in my neck of the woods. But the national average is about $3.68 a gas. Still far more than it was. 30 cents higher than at the same time in 2021, 20 cents higher than the previous record of $3.44 a gallon set in 2012. But we are still expecting holiday travel. There's going to be also Black Friday shopping, and it's going to be still, you know, people are going to get in their cars. Well, again, if they can't fly and if the flights are expensive and if flights are getting canceled, that's going to be another big thing. If airlines are already working on limited staff and people out because of COVID and flu and RSV and all the other stuff, I mean, if I were you, if you don't have to fly, don't. I hate doing that because I really don't want to add to any more inflation, you know, but these airlines, it just, to be stuck at an airport, and I've been stuck at an airport, it's just miserable. It's not healthy. It's not safe. You're grumpy. And that's why I also told many of you, you know, maybe celebrate Thanksgiving the weekend before or the weekend after. For those of you traveling this weekend, yeah, it's going to be a busy travel weekend, but if you guys are celebrating Thanksgiving this weekend, then you don't have to necessarily worry about trying to get there by Thursday. You know, Wednesday night is going to be a flipping mess. So back to gas. Gas prices are 30 cents higher than they were last year. Gas prices were going up last year. People forget. Gas prices were going up. And they always go up around holiday time because of use. Just like summer. Summer gas goes up because people use it. Same thing with winter. They say 20% more Americans have plans to travel for the holiday than since the pandemic began. So people are kind of over this. I'm staying home. I'm not, you know, with me and my family, we're keeping it small. One, we're all dieting. My son lost 30 pounds. I'm so proud of him because he had gained a lot of weight. I'm trying to lose weight ever since the breast cancer scare. And luckily, mammogram's good. It's all good. You know what it was, guys? It was a fat lobule. There was a fat lobule that looked like a mass. So I'm like, okay, I got to get rid of the fat. Even if the boobies change. I know I love the boobies, but I got to make them smaller and I got to lose weight. So I don't want a big, huge turkey dinner. And, you know, we got the game going on and all that. So we're going to be doing it kind of small. 62% of Americans have no plans to ride the roads for Turkey Day. 21% are saying, well, it's because gas is too high. You know, I mean, weather is a biggie, but to spend that money on gas, if you think you're going to be dropping $100, $150 each way, that adds up. Now, it's cheaper than flying, but $300 to drive to your destination, that's a lot. And that doesn't even count the gifts you need to bring, the room and board, whatever you need to spend when you're on vacation. It's a lot. Now, family first. I would rather you guys spend time with family that you love than, you know, to save money and save money and save money. And, it blows my mind when I know people who never, you know, spent and saved and never traveled. You know, their life ends, and my father could never afford to travel. He would have loved to see Europe. He would have loved to see, you know, take my mom. My mom's never seen any of that. Because, again, they saved money. And so don't, you know, put off tomorrow what you could do today. If you could see family, see it. But be safe. Travel's going to be the busiest between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. the Wednesday before the holiday. Black Friday between 8 a.m. and 11 a.m. Black Friday is going to be a whole nother issue in itself. We're going to be talking about next week. And, but inflation is high and it's going to be higher. Keep in mind, you might want to pack your food if you travel. One is if you get stuck, you have food. Two is eating out is expensive. Remember I was in California and my husband wants some coffee. So I'm like, you know, let me see what an Egg McMuffin sandwich is or whatever. An Egg McMuffin meal was $9.08. That means with tax, you're already at about a $10 breakfast meal. You might want to pack your food. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More Americans are feeling the financial strain going into the holiday season due to inflation. A recent poll from financial services company LendingClub found 60% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck, an increase from the 56% who said the same last year. The survey also found 59% of those individuals had issues paying their monthly bills and saw significant price increases for their utility bills over the last year. Existing home sales are falling for the ninth straight month. The National Association of Realtors says they dropped nearly 6% in October. Higher interest rates and surging inflation are keeping many buyers on the sidelines. New York City Mayor Eric Adams signed a series of bills on Friday aimed at getting rid of rats in the city. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Okay, guys. So some of you are wanting to treat yourself going to Taylor Swift concert. Taylor Swift, pretty damn talented. You know, I do enjoy her music. Takes a lot for me to go to a concert, though. A lot I have paid for. I went to the Glee concert. That was a lot of money, and they sat us next to a speaker, so we basically lost our hearing. It was some of these concerts. My very first concert was Chicago. That was in 1980. Gosh, I forget. It was in the 80s. And so, you know, going to concerts now, it's very expensive. Ticketmaster's expensive. There's all these extra fees. And sometimes the seats aren't what you want, the delays. And even though I think it is really, really cool to see a person you admire and, you know, in person, I think you have to, you know, especially if it's your favorite, if it's one of your favorite celebrities, seeing them in person is like nothing else. I mean, I saw Jerry Seinfeld a couple times, so that was pretty cool. I saw Celine Dion, I saw Elton John. You know, so when you can make it to these things, it's fantastic. But it takes a lot for me to go, am I going to go to a Taylor Swift concert? I don't know. Well, the DOJ is now launching an antitrust investigation into the owner of Ticketmaster because the sale of the Taylor Swift concert tickets devolved into utter chaos. They think that the parent company might have abused power. Pre-sale of the Eras Tour kicked off earlier this week, but thousands of fans were unable to secure any tickets. They waited in line for hours. One of my Facebook buddies showed he was 2,000 in the queue. And the site ends up crashing while you check out. Afterwards, the ticket selling website sparked even more fury when it announced that the public sale was going to be canceled due to insufficient tickets. Taylor Swift has spoken out about the situation and says she is, quote unquote, pissed off as everyone else. She said she was assured that Ticketmaster would handle the demand multiple times and called it excruciating to watch mistakes happen with no recourse. Taylor Swift is one of those stars, just like Beyonce or some of these rappers, where as soon as a new album drops, it is just the pre-sale, the sale, and just like with concert tickets, it's the pre-sale and sale, there's a frenzy. Do they call them Swifties? People that are really into Taylor Swift, they call them Swifties? Yeah. And so, you know, when I saw this cluster and a half, I'm like, guys, I've been having issues with Ticketmaster for years. I try to avoid buying tickets on Ticketmaster. One is the fees are ridiculous. I think I wanted to buy tickets to Les Mis. And I'm like, okay, that ticket price is doable. But by the time we got done with the fees, it was like an extra $100, $150. And I'm like, are you flipping kidding me? So I don't know if it's still like that, but I don't like to use Ticketmaster. But the problem is you can't get these tickets. You know, I was like, well, why can't I just go up to the Smith Center? Why can't I just go up to the MGM, buy the tickets there, and then, you know, not have to deal with the middleman? Because the middleman, and mind you, in order to operate a site, in order to do what they need to do, credit card fees, you a middleman, you know, should be allowed to charge for their time. I just don't want middlemen. I want to save the money. The problem is you cannot see Taylor Swift or go to multiple events. I don't think I could go to a Raiders game without going through Ticketmaster. And Allegiant Stadium's right there. I'm 20 minutes from Allegiant Stadium. I want to be able to just walk right up and go, hi, two tickets, please. I don't think you could do that. So the investigation predates the botched launch of a pre-sale Swift's upcoming tour. The crash left millions of fans who waited hours ticked. Not sure exactly where the law is broken, but they say that it could violate antitrust laws. So the new investigation looks at Live Nation Entertainment, which is the product of a 2010 Justice Department-approved merger between Live Nation and Ticketmaster. The merger created a mega corporation that dominated ticket sales industry in 2019. It's the last year of business before COVID-19. They sold 485 million tickets for over 40,000 shows. Taylor Swift has blasted Ticketmaster for the mayhem. She was assured that the company could handle the high demand multiple times, says it's excruciating. And that is a problem. You know, why can't more people, why can't you get tickets from other sites? Now, I also wonder how that works, because when I buy a ticket on one site, and I see a seat available, I'm like, how do I know that somebody isn't on another platform buying that same seat? That's a good seat. How do I know? So I think that there's software blocks. I think there must be some central, and you guys might know more about this than I, how you know, if I'm thinking about buying, and then they say I have 4 minutes to buy, and then there's a stopper or a time watch, timer, and then I have to, or stopwatch, and then I have to buy it and get my credit card out at that time. Can't find the credit card, so I'm running upstairs. Where the hell's my credit card? My son took it. Finally get the credit card down. I got 50 seconds left, and then I'm able to put it in. But I'm, you know, just kind of blown away then the other thing I worry about too is whenever there's high demand, the price. I don't know what necessarily the how much Taylor Swift, I'm going to look it up right now, Taylor Swift tickets, what the price is, but that's when I think there's also going to be some huge abuse. So if I want to buy a ticket, oh, I don't even think you can. They're selling stubs online. Oh, well, anyway, so I don't know. I mean, you know, look, if you want to see her, go for it. Just for me, I'm going to pass. We are being told that nosebleed seats are costing over $1,000. Resale ticket prices are at $28,000. Okay, who has that money? They say ticket resellers are trying to get, or scalpers, if that's what they are, $28,000 a ticket. Who has that kind of money? Who has $1,000 for a ticket? You know, people have asked, have I gone to a Raiders game yet? No. Why not? You don't like the Raiders? I like them. But not at $500 a pop. I mean, if I'm going to the game, I want to go with my husband. I want to go with my boys. I want to go with my son, and his girlfriend may want to come. There's no way around it. I mean, the Golden Knights. To get a good Golden Knight ticket, I was able to get tickets for $230 for my husband's birthday. This was a couple years ago. And they were really good seats. $230 a pop. That's $460 for one game. Now, mind you, I mean, when you go, it's an experience. It's like a show. But I couldn't take my sons with me. I couldn't spend $1,000 for one night. I think we lost. I mean, you know, it wasn't even a playoff game. So, you know, if you want to fight inflation, people, don't pay these prices. They talk about, and we're going to be talking about this more, that 60% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck heading into the shopping season. I was at Disneyland a couple weeks ago, and I was complaining about the price the whole time. And you know me, I'll complain. I don't know how you could afford that. Disneyland ticket prices have gone up, you know. I don't know how anybody could spend that kind of money. I'm a physician and a radio host, and it was a huge bite out of our budget. My husband was like, do you want to go anywhere Thanksgiving weekend? I go, no, we need to save money. Disneyland crushed us financially. That was expensive. So, no, we're not going to go away. I'm going to work. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so some of you are being told that masks might be coming back. Yes, they can be. I'm hoping not. I am hearing in L.A. that the county is strongly recommending masking up indoors. I have not heard of any mandates. I know some of you are probably turning to the radio going, you have got to be flipping kidding me. Is this a replay from 2020? No, it's the end of 2022, and masks can come back. Los Angeles County Public Health Department officials are, quote-unquote, strongly recommending that residents mask up ahead of the holiday season. They're citing rising cases and new deaths of I don't know if it's just all COVID, but they're reporting COVID. And so they want high-quality and well-fitting masks worn in public, which, as I've always said, if you're going to wear a mask, wear an N95, because a lot of your handkerchiefs that are, you know, sitting in your pocket I have, I think, masks from 2020 still in my purse because I haven't changed out my purse. That's a problem. And though, you know, but a good N95 quality mask is good. They said high quality, well fitting mask should be worn in public indoor spaces, public transit, and transit in homeless and emergency shelters and correctional and detention facilities. They say masks remain required for people exposed to the virus in the past 10 days at healthcare settings and congregate facilities and anywhere where it is required by the site. Well, their Los Angeles County Public Health Department. A lot of hospitals, people are still going to be wearing masks. See, I wear a mask when I'm with a patient, but I don't necessarily want to wear it when I walk to the bathroom or when I walk to the cafeteria. But a lot of hospitals, you will still see masks. So, and by the way, if you've had COVID and you go back to work, you still need to wear a mask for 5 days after that. That's according to CDC guidelines. So for those of you that are coming back from work from COVID, and I still think even with flu or strep, might not be a bad idea to wear a mask as well. So it doesn't necessarily mean that we are going back to mandates. We better not. In fact, I agreed with President Trump when he said we should hire back the military that we fired. I think we should also hire back the first responders that we fired over not getting a vaccine and back pay. But, yeah, COVID cases are up. Across the globe, we're seeing Japan has reported another 84,000 cases. South Korea for another 49,000 cases in the last 24 hours. France, 37,000 cases. And you know, America, we don't really have a lot of numbers because people aren't testing or their at-home test is negative. According to L.A., newly reported cases have spiked from 70% from a month ago. The cases are an undercount, remember, because people are not testing. They're like, oh, I think it's, I had a patient today say, I know it's COVID. My boyfriend has COVID. I have the symptoms. I'm like, well, if you want to get Paxlovid or a COVID medication in person, they are going to need to test you. But the average person is, they're just not getting tested. They are so over it. So we don't have the numbers. So whatever numbers you hear, expect it to be triple. But no, don't worry. I don't think mask mandates are coming, but you will see, you are going to see masks. It's, and I see a lot of people want to wear them. I see people in their cars still wearing them. Still a little bit confused about that. So I grew up in the 80s. My hearing is shot. I knew my hearing was going to be shot. Everybody said my hearing was going to be shot. But I loved Def Leppard. I loved heavy metal. And music just sounded better loud. Well, another study is saying stop it. And they're also saying that even the younger generation is doing unsafe listening practices. Their headphones, their earbuds, their attendance at loud music venues may range from 24% to 48% of young people aged 12 to 34. 1 billion teenagers are right now at risk for hearing loss globally. Results from the study show that unsafe listening is common in adolescents and young adults. Everybody likes the music loud. So what are we going to do? You know, hearing costs money. Why do you think now there's all this push to get our get hearing aids free over the counter? It's because we've blown our hearing out. And those were the baby boomers and Woodstockers. And you know, now, trust me, us Gen Xs, we need our hearing help now. Researchers looked at databases of studies published in English, French, Spanish, and Russian involving 12 to 34-year-olds. They looked at device output levels, length of exposure. They did a meta-analysis where they look at multiple studies and analyze the data. And they found unsafe listening practices, which make us now wonder, okay, what are we doing with our earbuds and our noise canceling and our, I love having the earbuds because I can hear and I feel like I don't need a hearing aid. But is that making things worse? You know, I tell my kids all the time, my son, I know when my son is coming into my neighborhood because I could hear the music in the car. And that's with his windows up. I'm like, stop it. What the hell? And, you know, I ask my kids, I'm like, what are you doing, huh? What are you doing, huh? What? Because they can't hear me. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Aaron Rodgers, Packer quarterback, in the news. Not because it was booed yesterday, which it was, and that was a home game, Lambeau Field, but because he is voicing concerns about artificial turf. This has been something that's been going on for a while. Many NFL stars are voicing their concerns when it comes to artificial turf and non-contact injuries. Aaron Rodgers is speaking up. Ryan Wood of USA Today asked Aaron Rodgers about the ongoing debate between grass and artificial turf. Rodgers said he has liked playing on artificial turf in the comfort of indoor stadiums, but NFL might have to consider going back to grass in all of its stadiums. I think Lambeau Field is Lambeau Field is grass. I believe so. He says, much of I've enjoyed playing indoors over the years, I do think it's time to play on grass. I think you'd see less of these non-contact injuries. He said if the NFL were really worried about player safety, it would take a much deeper look into the risks of non-contact injuries on artificial turf. This would be putting money where your mouth is if the league is really interested in player safety. Yeah, he really knows how to stir things up, doesn't he? But I think he's right. There have been a lot of issues. Rashawn Gary, linebacker, tore his ACL on the artificial turf at Ford Field. There's been another, Saquon Barkley, said that he now understands why all the veterans complained about artificial turf. He's the New York Giants running back. So, you know, it might look good. It might not look patchy. Looks nice and pretty. Might look fantastic on TV, but it's a problem for the players. It's not natural. And ACL tears and other sprains and strains, that's not cool. But, yeah, the Packers kind of got their butts kicked yesterday. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, a lot of you guys are going to be driving. There's a snowplow shortage. There's a driver shortage. Industry is short about 78,000 drivers. This was reported October 25th, 2022. If there's a driver shortage, there's a snowplow shortage, like we spoke about. There's a snowplow shortage waiting to get help. Being stranded in a snowstorm could mean hours, if not days. You got to be careful. Make sure you have extra blankets in your car, clothing, extra socks, shoes, jumper cables, full tank of gas, first aid kit, portable phone batteries, food, water, flashlight, even kitty litter. Kitty litter can help you with some traction. Have kitty litter in the car. Finally, if you get stuck, always call 911. Tie a colorful piece of clothing to the top of the car antenna or trunk so you could stand out in the snow. And remember, when it's snow and misty and foggy and all that, you want something that'll stand out. Do not leave the vehicle. You got to insulate the heat as much as possible. You might have to run open the window a little bit so you don't get carbon monoxide poisoning, but still, stay in the vehicle. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
For 20 years, I've been an afternoon napper, usually for about 30 minutes, but never longer than an hour. I justified this behavior by observing that animals take quiet times in the afternoon. All five cats go quiet, as does the dog. The chickens all sit quietly under a tree for about 90 minutes every afternoon. The wild birds say nor sing anything during this time. All goes quiet. Since beginning daily use of Your Way, I've not taken an afternoon nap, nor has the thought of taking one ever entered my mind. I'm single and homeschool my three children. I feel I'm a bit calmer and a bit more alert in managing them since using Green Meadow Way. Finally, I've been tortured with sciatic nerve pain for the last year. After a month on Green Meadow Way, the improvement has been great, and I hope for a complete release from that energy and life-sucking malady.
Call 888-988-3322. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.